in the case of Garcia against Chicago.
Good morning, Your Honors. Steve.
Mr. Jesser.
Yes, good morning, Your Honors. Stephen H. Jesser, J-E-S-S-E-R, for the appellant, Mr. Garcia. In this employment discrimination case resulting in summary judgment, in the reply brief of the City of Chicago, the city's claims of repeated claims of deficient performance and improper behavior by Mr. Garcia are respectfully simply not credible, and they merit trial on the merits and the denial of a summary judgment, not a granting of a summary judgment concerning his claims of discrimination and retaliation, because they're completely belied by the city's own consistently good job performance evaluations of Mr. Garcia, as brought out in its reply brief. The city expended in its response brief many pages detailing his alleged mistakes in the performance of his job duties, which, if accurate, could have merited poor overall job performance ratings and a much earlier involuntary employment determination. But to the very contrary, the city consistently and annually rated his performance to be good.
But, Mr. Jesser, the problem I have is, first of all, we don't sit to decide whether the city made a sound decision or a bad decision when it decided to dismiss Mr. Garcia. We sit to decide whether there was any national origin discrimination or age discrimination that might be there that, if credited by a trier of fact, would allow him to win. In other words, should there be a trial on those points? And I find the record, I can't find anything on age discrimination, to tell you the truth. So I am tempted to say that's just waived. And I don't really see anything on national origin discrimination either. He is who he is. We all are who we are. But you have to say something more than he's of Mexican origin to make out a case that goes to a jury.
It is true that there were no other corroborating witnesses during discovery, but
there's just no evidence that anything the city did. I mean, apparently there's some supervisor who they just don't get along, but again, that doesn't violate the law. It's a very unfortunate event for the person involved, and we understand that, but it's Title VII doesn't say you don't have to work for a short-tempered boss.
There was consistent, if I may respond, there was consistent testimony in Mr. Garcia's deposition that other employees of other ethnic backgrounds were not treated in the same manner in which he was, and not subjected to the demands and the moods and the inconsistent attitudes that he repeatedly encountered.
But why do we think that his national origin has anything to do with what he's encountering and not the 5 written reprimands for violating department rules and the failure to perform any complete any audits the last 6 months of his employment and his mistake on the Chicago Bears audit and so on? I mean, there's a lot of stuff in the record, if you're going through the indirect method of proof, that would suggest the city has articulated non-discriminatory reasons, and I'm not sure where Mr. Garcia comes in to show that there's pretext about any of those.
His testimony was that it was well known that he was of Hispanic origin.
Yeah. I mean, it's well known that people are women, too. It's probably well known that people are African American. Why is that enough? Why does that show that these substantive reasons for their action are phony?
We believe it was enough and quite sufficient to survive summary judgment.
But why? I mean, what did he put in the record to undermine the validity of their to show they didn't really think he was performing at an unacceptably low level, that in fact they really were just making up a story about that.
I try not to repeat myself, but in an invidious way, others of non-Hispanic origin were not treated in the same manner. Others were given much faster promotions, much higher raises, and not held back as he was.
Well, there you have the similarly situated issue, but I'll take that. If that's your answer, that's your answer. Do you have anything to tease out the age discrimination claim, or would you agree with me that there's really nothing in the
record? That was not pursued in the briefing, Your Honor. And as we point out in our reply brief, the city's argument at page 30 of its brief that Garcia's work was consistently poor, and its reference at page 46 at its brief to his incompetence are false in light of the five continuous years of its very good overall evaluations of his work preceding employment termination.
What about all his performance improvement plans? I mean, the overall might have been all right, but they were identifying particular areas where work was necessary.
And I believe he rose to those expectations and met those expectations by his yearly and semi-annual evaluations of 2.9, 3.1, 2.8, 3.1, et cetera, on a scale of 4. All of which we submit, Your Honors, should have been sufficient to have defeated the summary judgment and allowed this case to proceed to a jury trial. I've reserved some time for rebuttal.
Certainly, counsel. Mr. Jesser, you sit at counsel table.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Breyer.
Thank you. May it please the court, this court should affirm the district court's grant of summary judgment in favor of the city for the simple reason that, as Judge Wood has observed, there's simply no evidence in this record of discrimination of any kind, whether it be on the basis of Mr. Garcia's national origin, retaliation on the basis of his protected activity, or as counsel has conceded, on the basis of age. Because counsel has conceded there has been no evidence, no pursuit of the age discrimination claim, I will not focus further on that issue now. Just to address briefly a couple of the comments raised by counsel, Mr. Garcia most certainly did not rise to the occasion of the consistently poor performance reviews he received. The record demonstrates that he simply quit doing work. By the time Mr. Garcia was discharged by the city, his supervisors were unable to grade his work because he was not completing any of his assessments. That is certainly cannot be characterized as rising to the occasion. The record here just simply shows nothing from which a reasonable jury could find discrimination or retaliation, whether the direct method or indirect method, the result is the same. The closest on national origin that Mr. Garcia could present was a comment by an unnamed individual at an unidentified time that he admits was not even really discriminatory, something about being something. There's absolutely nothing in this record to support any of Mr. Garcia's claims. If this court does not have any further questions, we will rest on our briefs.
Does not look like there are any.
Thank you.
Breyer, anything further, Mr. Jesser?
In rebuttal, Your Honor, with regard to counsel's claim that he basically quit doing work, there's no evidence of this, and it's belied by the most recent evaluation, which we cite at the bottom of page 3 of our reply brief, that he was rated 3.3 out of 4 for the period of January 1, 2009 through June 30, 2009. So that remark is incorrect.
Thank you very much, counsel. The case is taken under advisement.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Our final case.